Random House Audio presents Lost in the Forest by Sue Miller. Read for you by Blair Brown. Chapter 1. Emily telephoned, his older daughter. "Can you come get us?" she said. "It's an emergency." As usual, she didn't greet him. She didn't say hello at the start of the call. And also, as usual, this bothered him. He felt a familiar pull of irritation at her voice, her tone. But even as he was listening to her, he was focused on steering the truck around the sharp curves in the narrow road, around several small heaps of rock that had slid down the steep hillside. He was feeling the pleasure he always took in the way the slanted afternoon light played on the yellowed grass and reddened leaves left in the vineyards, in the way the air smelled. He kept his voice neutral as he responded. "When? Now?" In the background behind her, Mark could hear someone give a sudden whoop. Festivities, he thought. As ever. Eva's face rose in his mind, his ex-wife. At the least excuse, there was a gathering at her house to celebrate a birthday, reasonable enough, but also for a project completed, a team victory, a skill accomplished. You learned to ride a bike, you got a party thrown for you. "Duh, yes, Dad, now," Emily said. "That's what I mean." He was headed north on 128 to a small vineyard he thought his crew should harvest tomorrow. He needed to check the grapes. But he could probably get Angel to do it if he had to. His windows were open. The noise of the rushing air made his daughter's voice on the car phone sound distant.